Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Hayden, honey, it's 10 o'clock. What are you still doing here?
Gee, Chrissy, it's off season. Not much to do at the office. Kind of like to see what it's like at home, you know.
Oh, look. A delivery guy has a package for us.
Yes, and that's just a taste of the exciting life I lead while you're off at work.
Hello.
Hi. Your neighbors, the Rosarios, aren't home. I was wondering if you'd sign for this package.
I'm sorry. I can't. Have a nice day.
Well, Hayden, why wouldn't we sign for a package for our neighbors?
Because, Christine, we have the perfect relationship with them.
We don't even know them.
Exactly. And we have managed not to know them for 2 whole years. I mean, Christine, what if they come over here to get their package and then they want to start talking? We sit down and have coffee and then they're going to want to reciprocate and have us over to dinner and then we got to have them over for dinner and then pretty soon I'm driving them to the airport. I mean, geez.
Excuse me, just give me the pen.
Christine, come on. Oh, well, okay. I'm not taking any responsibility.
Well, I just thank God there are some people in the world that have the guts to sign for a package.
What's the matter? Couldn't you get a job at the real post office?
Don't do that.
Why not?
He just ate.
He eats all the time. I want to lift him over my head. Oh, I need a towel. Yeah.
Hello, neighbor. At last we meet.
It's for you, Christine. It's a neighbor.
Yes.
Be quick.
Hello. You must be Mrs. Rosario?
Kathy, with a K and an I.
Well, I'm Christine.
Is it Chris or Christy?
It's been pretty much just Christine.
No, you look like a Christine.
Hey, Christy, you want to get Kathy her package?
Oh, my God, who is this?
Well, this is my husband, Hayden.
No, not him. This little cutie pie.
Yeah. It's our son, Tim.
Timmy, come to Kathy. I could just eat you up.
Oh, I bet you could.
Oh, my God, he's so beautiful. I just love children, but I'll never have kids. Albert won't give me any. I could use a drink. Your hands are full. Just point to the cupboard.
It's just above the stove.
Oh, great.
Oh, good one, Christy.
I'm sorry, but we were just sitting down to dinner.
Oh, no, I can't stay for dinner. You eat. I'm just going to have a highball. Hello, boys!
Well, I think it's Tim's bedtime, so, Tim, you say goodnight to the thirsty lady.
So, Christy, what line of work are you two in?
Well, I was in broadcasting, but now I'm a full-time mom.
Oh.
Oh, no, none for me, thank you.
Oh, on the wagon. What does the Big Daddy do?
Hayden is the coach for the Orlando Breakers.
Get out of here!
Yes. What about you?
Well, I used to ice skate in Vegas, but I took a little spill. So I've been a workman's comp for a number of years.
Oh. And what about your husband?
He's an import-export.
So, Kathy, did you get your package?
In a minute. Christy tells me that you coach the Breakers. I gotta shake your hand.
Well, I'll get it.
Is that your husband?
Yeah. Don't let him in.
Hey, how you doing?
Kathy, did I not say pick up the package and come home?
They invited me in for a drink.
You gave her a drink?
She did.
Where's the package?
But it's right over here, Albert.
How'd you know my name was Albert?
It's on a package.
Let's just leave it at that.
Albert, you are being so rude. Come on, say hello to Hayden and Christy.
Hello. There. Now can we go?
Albert, Hayden is a famous football coach, and she used to be on Good Morning America. These are two fascinating people who live right next door to us, and I'm going to get to know them whether you like it or not.
You know, something? Al looks like he's in kind of a rush, so I was thinking of skipping dinner and going right to bed, so...
Thank you, Albert. Now you've offended them. I am so sorry, Christy. Listen, if you ever need a babysitter... I'm right next door.
Are you coming?
Yeah.
Well, you know, they seem like pleasant people. Oh, jeez.
Is there a back door?
I am not climbing the fence again in these pants.
Then we'd be happy to stay for a cup of coffee.
Is there a problem?
Not as long as we stay clear of the windows.
Well, hey, well, are you hiding from somebody?
You see that van parked in front of our house?
Yeah, I do.
Then they can see you.
Who are they?
Disgruntled business associates. Anyways, we should get to know each other.
Okay. So where are you from?
Who wants to know?
Do you spend much time at the track?
Not like I used to.
Okay, well, I hate to be a party pooper, but, you know, it's past 11, the baby gets up early, and this is my house.
They gave up. Well, thanks for the delicious casserole.
Well, I think your wife's suggestion of sprinkling the Cheetos on top really made the dish.
Texture is as important as taste.
Thank you. I will remember that.
Come on, Kathy. Let's go.
Yeah. Listen, Christy, anytime you want to pop over, you just give a yell and I'll put the pit bulls out back.
I am so, so sorry.
Christine, I want you to make me a solemn promise. You will never, ever, ever accept a package for those people again. You will never, ever, ever borrow a cup of sugar from those people. You will never, ever, ever ask to use their phone, even if our house is on fire.
I have no problem with that. That?
Well, it's probably the guy across the street. You let one neighbor in, the place starts crawling. Hi. We're going to bed.
Hello, I'm Agent Ted Nichols, alcohol, tobacco, and firearms.
What?
I need to ask you a few questions about your neighbors.
Do you see what you have started?
Did you accept a package for the Rosarios at approximately 10:07 today?
She did.
How would you describe your relationship with the Rosarios?
Over.
So you had a falling out tonight.
We didn't even meet them until tonight.
And yet they were here for 3 hours and 21 minutes.
They wouldn't leave.
Look, the Rosarios are under investigation. Anything you can tell me would be extremely helpful.
Well, her husband is in some kind of import-export business. He really didn't want to talk about it.
Anything else?
The woman's voice was like a cheese grater on my forehead.
How would you feel about having the Rosarios over at your house tomorrow for a little barbecue?
I'm selling my house tomorrow.
Coach Fox, the Rosarios keep to themselves. You're the first people outside of their family who've been able to get close to them.
We're not close to them. We hate them.
So you wouldn't have any problem wearing a wire?
Wearing a wire?
We're not undercover cops. We're a family.
I'm not wearing a wire.
That's too bad.
I'm sorry.
Because between signing for the package and throwing the party for them, some people might get the idea that you're an accessory.
An accessory to what? We don't even know what the crime is. How can we be a member of the gang?
I'm only saying that a jury might find...
A jury? How do we get to a jury? All of a sudden we're on trial? My God, what's happening here?
I'm sorry, but I can't divulge any of the details of the investigation.
You're going to have to divulge some details because I'm going to have to explain to my little tiny son, Tim, why mommy's in the big house pumping iron. I got to tell him something.
Hold it. Just hold it. Why am I the only one in prison?
Honey, you signed for the package.
Coach Fox, no one is going to jail, including the Rosarios, if you don't help me out. But if you do, I assure you, you'll never have to see your neighbors again.
Well, I am sorry, but I just...
Wire me up.
Gosh, I hope this... The kind of tape that's easy to pull off.
No, it's duct tape. Hurts like hell.
That's why most agents shave their chests.
No, I'm fine. I got enough tape. Well, let's do a sound check. Just speak normally, Coach Fox.
Testing. 1, 2, 3.
That's great.
Okay, a few simple things you need to know about wearing a wire. Don't get it wet, don't touch it, and don't chew with your mouth open.
And remember to keep Mr. Rosario at arm's length.
Is he dangerous?
I'm not allowed to say. But any further than that, Mike won't pick him up.
Oh, isn't anybody concerned about my...
See, that's louder than you needed to be.
But Christine's not wearing one of these.
No, she's not. She's being fitted with a very inconspicuous microcam. Oh, here she is. Are you guys picking up any of Mrs. Fox's video? You're cutting off people's heads. Can you tilt up a little?
You know, don't they make these cameras just a little bit smaller?
Actually, the camera's the size of a pencil eraser. We all just really like the brooch.
Oh.
Oh, you don't?
Oh, no. It's very nice. I just don't usually wear jewelry this big.
Well, it won't look funny when you're wearing with these earrings. You'll be receiving instructions with the left one. You don't have to wear the right one, but if you don't, you just run the risk of looking a little silly.
What the hell are you doing?
He just told me to get an establishing shot of the room. Oh, I'm sorry.
What are you sorry for?
Well, apparently I can't get any closer than 3 feet or the brooch cam goes out of focus.
So what are we supposed to say to the Rosarios?
Well, just try to engage them in casual conversation, but try and steer the subject to import-export. But at no time should you ask him directly about contraband.
Ah, there goes my icebreaker.
What do we do if they start to get suspicious?
Just use the code word and we'll respond immediately.
What's the code word?
Dijon.
As in mustard?
To avoid suspicion, here is an actual jar of Dijon mustard.
Look, honey, we're safe. We've got mustard.
I'm picking up movement at the Rosario household. Okay, everybody into position. We'll be in the bedroom monitoring your every word.
I am so sorry that I got us into this.
Well, it's not entirely your fault. Well, yeah, it is your fault. You know, I mean, gosh. Whatever happens, though, you know, I love you.
But I was going to. I love you, too.
The suspects have arrived. They're carrying dessert.
Hello, neighbor.
Hello, men.
I made a better-than-sex cake.
Yeah, and I brought a bottle of I Wish My Wife Would Shut Up Chardonnay.
Here you go, Christy.
Thank you.
Oh, my God, where did you get that brooch? I love it. Look at those stones.
Don't touch it. Oh, gee, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, you know, it was a gift from my grandmother, and her last words to me were, don't touch it.
Don't touch it.
Can I get you something to drink?
Oh, no,
Sorry, I'll get it.
What?
I said I'll get it.
Excuse me, I need to be with the men now.
So glad you could come over, Albert.
I didn't want to come.
Well, if you don't want to stay, why don't you go home?
Fine.
Oh, whoa, wow, Albert, look, at I hate meeting new people, too, but I mean... You can't go through life without knowing people, you know? I mean, they're... Here, sit down. It's the off-season for me. How about you?
What are you talking about?
Talking about work. Work. Do you have a busy season? You know, a slow season, a growing season?
Oh, don't get him started talking about the business. It's all I ever hear about. We're finally with cultured people. I want to hear about culture. So, Christy, I've been trying to get into a book club.
It's a glass door. Can you see me coming? What do you want? We got people over here.
Who are they?
Neighbors.
Well, what are they doing over here?
We're having a barbecue.
A barbecue?
Sir, keep your voice. Sorry. Keep your voice down.
Just ready to have a barbecue without inviting me and Dauber. How long has that been going on?
Hey, Luther, you know, if we're not invited, we ought to just leave.
And go where? We don't have a place to go. That's why we came here.
Whoa, who's the Viking and what is he drinking?
See, you're invited now.
I could go for a beer.
Beer for Eric the Blonde.
Kathy, this is Dauber Dubinsky with an I at the end. And this is Luther Van Dam. Guys, this is Kathy and her husband, Albert.
Whoa, what's this?
What?
Dijon mustard.
No!
You never have Dijon mustard work here. You got Dijon mustard for that?
Nope, no Dijon. No Dijon.
Of course not Dijon mustard. I know Dijon mustard when I see it. This is Dijon mustard. Look there on the label, Dijon mustard.
No, it's not Dijon mustard. It's just regular mustard in kind of a Dijon jar.
Oh, in a Dijon jar?
Yeah.
Regular mustard? No, that's not regular mustard. That's, look at little brown specks. That's Dijon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think he's right, Coach. That's Dijon.
Listen to me and me only. No Dijon. No Dijon. No Dijon.
See, Albert, this is what a normal house is like. People come over, they have friends.
So, what do you do for a living?
Me?
Well, I,
Hold it. So, you were saying?
I'm in the import-export business.
Oh, hey, what kind of stuff do you import-export?
No chewing while Albert is talking.
I know I'm not supposed to chew when I'm talking. Why can't I chew when he's talking?
It's impolite. Go ahead, you were saying?
Well, if you really want to know...
Oh, God, I'm sorry.
Jeez, man, you got me all wet.
Well, it's a cotton shirt. It'll dry out all right. God. Oh, my God. You got a wart there the size of an almond. You ought to see a dermatologist.
Away from me.
No, you ought to have that taken care of.
Yeah, I've got an appointment to have it taken off as soon as I can. Speaking of doctors, you know, he's laryngitis. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you. Can you hear him?
Everyone can hear you.
You were safe.
Come on, Kathy. Let's get out of here.
No, we're in the middle of a conversation.
About my business.
They're just being polite. This is how people converse. They don't care if you smuggle Cuban cigars.
Kathy!
Do you people care if he smuggles Cuban cigars?
Cuban cigars? That's why we're throwing a barbecue, because of Cuban cigars?
Cuban cigars? Those are illegal. Can you get Cuban cigars? I always wanted one, but I was afraid I'd get caught.
Freeze, ATF, you're under arrest.
Oh, God, I didn't do anything.
Not you, them.
Take them outside, Frank, and read them their rights.
I told you to pick up the package and go home. But no, you had to get to know the neighbors.
And you had to be a big shot and smuggle Cuban cigars. You just couldn't open up a Starbucks like everyone else in America.
Was this like a big sting, and you guys were in on it?
Yeah, that's right, Dov. I'm wearing a microphone, and Christine's got a brooch cam in there, and she can hear things through these earrings.
Hey, it's like Cops. Hey, do you know what it's going to be on?
Good morning. Your neighbors from across the street, the Warwicks, they just had a baby. And apparently, they're not home from the hospital yet. I was just wondering if you wouldn't mind signing for these and holding them for them till they got home?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid we can't do that.
Good girl.